The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. And in an offseason that has begun for the Phillies without a lot of big buzz. Yeah, maybe the Garrett Crochet trade market. We talked about that last week on WIP Daily. Of course, the idea of the Phillies going after Juan Soto. But as more news comes out about that, the less it feels like the Phillies are actually seriously involved in the Juan Soto sweepstakes. So I was waiting. I was waiting for the first thing that would really get me excited that became and that felt like a real possibility. And I saw it last night. Buster Olney, ESPN. Quote, the most interesting prediction heard from a rival evaluator. The Phillies land Alex Bregman. His swing translates in that park. Strong defense. Lots of postseason scar tissue. Let me just start off by saying this. I am all in on Alex Bregman. The upgrade from Alec at third base to Alex is a championship kind of upgrade for the Philadelphia Phillies. So let's get into it. Why I'm so into the idea of Alex Bregman, what I think he could bring to the team, why it would be such a good fit for this group, and the ramifications of going after a really seasoned and excellent veteran to put at third base. And then, of course, that would require then moving on in a trade with Alec Boehm. All right, so let's just start. It's an upgrade. Okay, career 848 OPS. He's a better player than Alec Boehm. He's a better player. I know he's a little bit older, but he's not that much older. So right around opening day next year, Alex Bregman will turn 31. Boehm will turn 29 within next season. So it's like, you know, he's older. He's about 2.5 years older, but it's not like a 26-year-old versus a 33-year-old. The gap isn't huge. I look at these two as you know, similar in terms of stage of their career. There's probably a couple extra years down the line that Boehm will play at a higher level when Bregman declines, but we're not there yet. I'm not worried about that. Their gap is kind of small. Love the player. I love Alex Bregman. He is a champion. He is a winner. He puts the bat on the ball. He has never once struck out 100 times in a season. Last year was his ninth year in the major leagues. Career 848 OPS. Last year, started off slow in a contract year, and you wondered, all right, is he in decline here? What's going on? He came on at the end. 12 homers. 281 average, 883 OPS in the last 2 months of last season. Career on-base percentage for Alex Bregman is .366. Last season, top 20 in chase rate in Major League Baseball. The minute I sign Alex Bregman, he's my number two hitter. And we'll figure out what we're doing with Trey Turner. I'll figure out where I'm going to bat him in the lineup. I'll figure out where I'm going to put him in the field. They got a lot of decisions to make on Trey Turner and how they salvage, you know, the next 9 years of this contract, because, you know, we know the issues with Trey Turner. But this is the picture of a number two hitter. If I could start a lineup with Kyle Schwarber, Bregman, Bryce Harper. Now I'm heading places. Like, now I'm heading places where I feel like 1, 2, 3, I'm going to grind at bats. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm going to, you know, first inning of a playoff game, I can get myself 21 pitches, first three batters of the inning, and the pitcher might not record an out. Or the pitcher maybe has recorded one out. There's two on. He's 21, 22 pitches now deep in his arsenal. And you realize right away that he, you know, he only probably has 14 outs left in him, and he's only got 80 pitches to go. Can he even get there? I mean, that's how you grind down an opposing pitcher, and that's what the Phillies have lacked, because they get it from Schwarber, they get it from Harper, they don't get it from Turner, they don't get it from Castellanos. And Alec Boehm, although he has good contact skills, he is not a patient hitter at the plate. He will go up there and off and swing at the first pitch, as he did in the playoff series. So I'm getting that from him. He is a better defender than Alec Boehm at third base. And you look at some of the numbers, because you start to wonder, right? The Phillies have gone down this path a lot, where they signed the 30, 31-year-old. And I remember 2 years ago, when I was kind of going through my process of looking at Trey Turner and looking under the hood of Trey Turner, I remember pointing out when they signed him, like, I like the player, I hate the contract terms, but let's hold on a second. Like, this guy's OPS just dropped 100 points and nobody said anything. You know, his hard hit rate was declining, his chase rate was rising, and it was like, wait a second here. Are we sure that this guy isn't in decline? And obviously he was and is, and the Phillies missed that. So I went, you know, right before I started recording here, and I wanted to go under the hood a little bit on Alex Bregman. And look, is he in decline? And I don't see it. I don't see a decline from Alex Bregman. His exit velocity is right in line where it's always been, maybe a little higher. His hard hit rate not in decline. Top 20 in chase rate. I don't see decline here. Now, there may be some physical deterioration, as any player realizes in their 30s. He never was a speed guy. Never stole bases. I always looked at Bregman as kind of a, I'll call him a, poor man's is not fair. A little bit less in almost every area of David Wright. You know, not as fast, not as athletic, not as great of a defender, not as good of a runner, maybe not as high of an average, maybe tiny less power. I would have guessed adjusted OPS is pretty close for their careers. But obviously Bregman brings the October excellence, and Wright had very little chances to get into October. He was a shell of himself physically when the Mets made it in 2015. And 06 he was there when they were good and made the NLCS. But that's kind of it. In terms of, because the Mets were always a joke. But I see similar players, like similar career arcs to David Wright. Obviously, David Wright's career fell apart because of the neck spinal injury and all that. But he kind of reminds me of a Wright kind of player. You could probably find a few others, you know, statistically kind of similar to maybe a Rendon, Robin Ventura back in the day. But these guys, you know, they could play for a while. Unless there's an injury, a third baseman with this kind of skill set doesn't strike out much. I think he could play and hit for a while. It wouldn't surprise, like, I don't see anything in his game, like, oh, when his speed goes, or he chases a lot, and when he loses bat speed, it's going to be a mess. I don't see it. I think Alex Bregman, if he secures a five-year deal, for, you know, I don't know, let's say between $25 and $30 million a year, if he gets himself, let's say, 5-135, you know, somewhere in that range, I think he'll be a very productive player for the next 4 years, and then you deal with the year five. So I'm good with that. Okay, and then you look at what he's done. I always thought he was such a heady player and such a wise player during his time with the Houston Astros. It always felt like if they needed a sac fly in the playoffs, he got it. It always felt if they needed to move a run to the right side, he got it. You wanted the ball to be hit to him in a big spot because he'd make the play. I've always loved that about him. He puts the bat on the ball and hit. And look, just look at his October numbers. 19 career postseason home runs. He's got two rings, obviously, with the Astros, playing in a million big games. Meanwhile, Alec Boehm here with the Phillies, two home runs and an OPS in the low 600s in 34 career postseason games. I never bought Alec Boehm as a cleanup hitter on a championship team. I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it 2 years ago when the Phillies tried to tell me he was, and the Diamondbacks laughed at that idea and just walked Bryce Harper the entire series. Like, after game two, they were like, what are we doing? Let's just pitch Alec Boehm. He's going to beat us, and he didn't. Yeah, I know he had the home run in game seven, but Alec Boehm didn't beat anybody. And he's slamming the helmet in the dugout, and he's looking like he's halfway in tears. No one takes Alec Boehm seriously. No major league pitcher with real stuff in the big moments could have taken Boehm seriously with Harper on deck or with no, with Harper at the plate and Boehm on deck, no one's taking Boehm seriously. Even this year, this past year, when he kind of went in the tank after a big April and May, or a big April, and then he kind of slumped a little bit into the end of May and beginning of June, I said on the midday show, Alec Boehm's not a cleanup hitter on a championship team. By the time we got to October and the Phillies had kind of changed and the arc of their season changed, he was getting benched for Edmundo Sosa, and quite clearly they had to make the switch to Castellanos as their cleanup hitter. And although I trusted him more, and he had some big moments in the playoffs against the Mets, he also comes with his flaws as a cleanup hitter. Like, I can't fix every problem at once, but I can fix the Boehm problem. And I think Alec Boehm's a problem. I've never loved his personality, and not the way he talks. And we had him on the show last year. He signed a ball for my son. He seems like a nice guy, nice kid. I mean, as a player personality. Like, I want to make sure I separate those two things, because I don't know him. I spoke to him, you know, for 10, 15 minutes on the air. And again, he signed a ball for my son. He seems like a nice young man. But when I talk about personality of the player, the player's personality on the field, I've never loved that. I've never loved that he's overly emotional. You hear yesterday on Foul Territory, AJ Pierzynski talking about how people around the team says he needs to grow up. Now Jeff Passan reporting yesterday he's on the trade block. I mean, I think it's pretty clear the Phillies realize they have a problem on their hands. And maybe this player will grow up. And maybe 2 years from now, you know, with his ball skills and, you know, his body and his frame, which should translate to more power, it hasn't. Maybe he will realize all that and become a grown-up and help a team win a lot. Maybe he will. But the Phillies are in a win-now window, and I don't see any reason why they should wait for that. They've given him a long time. He's not a young man. Again, he's going to turn 29 within this next season. If Alec Boehm was 22 years old, I would say, let's hold the phone a second. Maybe we're giving up on this kid too quickly. He's not a kid anymore. You know, he's mid-career now. In terms of his prime, in terms of all that kind of stuff. So he's got to be better. I don't think he's a good enough third baseman. We know he doesn't hit for much power. So I'm getting to me, it's a clear upgrade. A clear upgrade in every way. You get a grown-up, you get a champion, you get a winner, and you move off a guy who's not shown to be any of those things so far in his big league career. So I'm all in on the idea of Alex Bregman. I think the upgrade from Alec to Alex is a big one. You put him number two in the lineup. Doesn't chase, never struck out 100 times in a season, clear on base guy at .366 for his career. All the postseason stuff is there. Now, how do you build the team this way? So let's play it out. They sign Alex Bregman, 5-135. I'm just throwing out that number. That's just off the top of my head guess. No idea if their actual number will be anywhere in that ballpark, but I think it could be. So 5-135 for Bregman. Then what do you do with Alec Boehm? Well, I would trade Boehm immediately, and I don't need to get something special back. You know, can the Phillies reimagine this thing and make a trade for Garrett Crochet and, you know, build a team with a big time starting rotation, add Bregman in for Boehm and kind of change things up? They could. Now, if they do that, and the two players that seem to be the most available then for them to flip back out would be Alec Boehm and would be Ranger Suarez. Could you package those two in a deal, maybe to the St. Louis Cardinals, if they're going to move on from Arenado, if they're going to move on from all their other stuff and they're trying to dump salary with Sonny Gray or whatever, would they take Ranger Suarez, Alec Boehm as a much cheaper combination as they move Arenado and they move Sonny Gray different places? And would they give you back, you know, a Ryan Helsley and a Brandon Donovan? Like, if I'm Dave Dombrowski, what I would do is I would call up the Cardinals. I would say, I got Ranger, I have Boehm, I even have Brandon Marsh, and I've got some prospects that I'm willing to discuss a little bit here. And I want Brandon Donovan, and I want Ryan Helsley. What can we do here? And if I can make something work there, and I bring back a closer in Helsley, I'll re-sign Hoffman to pitch the eighth, I'll put Donovan in left field. And now, just think about this team. And we could also play with the Donovan thing and where he plays here, because I Turner in the outfield would be better. But let's just play it out simply. You got JT at catcher, you got Bryce at first, you got Stott at second, you got Trey at short, you got Bregman at third. In your outfield, you've now added a Brandon Donovan. So you could go with a Castellanos, you could keep the Marsh Rojas platoon if you don't want to really make a move there or you don't have anything left. Okay. And you put a guy like Brandon Donovan in left field. I think you could do that and it would work out splendidly in terms of an upgrade over last year. And also, we're throwing in the Garrett Crochet conversation. He's now in your starting rotation, and you have Helsley as your closer. You resign Hoffman. Or if you wanted to do it a different way, you could end up with, let's say, JT at catcher, Bryce at first. Meanwhile, Bryce, by the way, Silver Slugger at first base. You could put Brandon Donovan at second. You could put Bryson Stott at short. You could put Alex Bregman at third. And you could say Trey Turner, get an outfield glove on it. I've been saying this for a year, and people cried about it when I said it last year. It was so clearly where he should be is in the outfield. You say, Trey, get to the outfield. And you could put Trey in center. And you could put DeMarsh, Rojas, Platoon in left. Or you could just say, Trey, you're our left fielder moving forward. And you could just go with DeMarsh and Rojas, Platoon in center. I do think Trey's offense would play up a lot in the outfield, especially in center field. But that, you know, we'll have more of that conversation as time goes on. But the Alex Bregman thing, I love that they're connected to this player. You know, I'm frustrated they're not really in the Soto market.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not surprised the way they've talked about money, luxury tax, not needing another star. I'm not surprised they're going to effectively sit this out. I think it's disappointing. I think history will not show kindly to sitting out the Juan Soto sweepstakes because I think he's going to end up as one of the 20 greatest hitters of all time in terms of just career dominance and excellence. I think he's going to age like Barry Bonds, and he's going to have 450 on base seasons and 50 home run seasons and all that kind of stuff. He's going to be special, but that's all right. You know, the Phillies want to sit it out. They'll regret it. But let's just hope he doesn't land with the Mets because that'll haunt them. So hope he goes to the Blue Jays or the Yankees or whatever, but you know, that or the Red Sox, you know, at some point they're not going to really haunt the Phillies. But if they're going to sit out the Soto sweepstakes, they have to get better. Could get better with a Bregman upgrade at third base. And it opens up possibilities because then you have the possibility of using Aiden Miller to get Garrett Crochet. You have the possibility of using Bohm to get a relief pitcher. You know, you could go to a bunch of different teams and say, hey, I want that arm to plug in my bullpen. Re-sign Hoffman, add this arm, and away you go. Get it? If they end up with Brendan Donovan and Alex Bregman in this lineup, I'm going to do jumping jacks. And then let's get Trey Turner to the outfield. But I love this idea so much. Alex Bregman is a gamer. He's a winner. The upgrade from Alec to Alex is a huge one. I'm all in on the Phillies going after Alex Bregman. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate you being part of WIP Daily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.